Welcome to ERN. We hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the right.
All right, this was not my choice to play. Chris Duke said, you got to play my favorite song. And I said, all right. Okay, Chris, you get what you want. You asked for it, you got it. There it is.
I was saying, again, like last week.
So I asked you about your 2000 or whatever, 1986 Ford Taurus, and you didn't respond in that last segment. What's going on?
Well, you just kind of pissed me off, Alan.
No, right.
It was a 2006, and
So no response from you. You just went dead on me, huh?
No, I have my mute switch on.
Oh, you muted
to be
it.
Honest.
You left me hanging, man. Like a hanging Chad. I was just hanging there.
Yeah.
So what have you been driving, by the way? I noticed at Hot August Nights, you had some SUV, and you picked me up and swished me off to some place, and I kind of went, hey, what's this? And before you could even, you know.
And you just kept calling me driver. Drive out. Take me.
Turn left, driver.
I didn't laugh.
That's funny.
Remember this time last year we were like freezing ourselves off in the streets of Reno for Hot August Nights, and now I'm sweating in my home office. It was a 2016 Ford Edge Sport, and once again I went up from San Diego to Reno, which is about I think it's 1,100 or so mile drive, 20 hours.
No, it's not that far. How many hours?
Between going there and back.
Oh, there and back. Yeah. I was going to go, my God.
No.
That's a long drive. I apologize for making you drive now.
I know. So I got to spend a little over 20 hours in this Ford Edge Sport, and it's very comfortable. It's the 2.7 liter EcoBoost V6, which, as you know, Ford has done so much with the EcoBoost that it just seems to have endless amounts of power, low-end torque, as well as, on the freeway passing people, which, along the way, there's a lot of two-lane roads, so I needed that that power to be able to get past some of these semi-trucks. So, 48K, 17 and 24 miles per gallon. It
had $48,000?
$48,000. So kind of expensive for crossover SUV-type vehicle, but it had all the bells and whistles, so it had some upgrades, such as the 21-inch aluminum wheels. It had that lane keeping system or lane departure warning.
How do you like that, by the way?
So, I was going to ask you what your thoughts were on that, because I like it, but after a while, it gets kind of tedious because it always seems like you're fighting with the steering wheel to stay in the lane.
Well, here's the deal.
What's your thought?
I think what it does, it shows us how often we're going out of our lane. And it's, I don't know whether it's my ego that says, I know I'm driving. like my wife says, watch where you're going. I'm like, I'm driving, leave me alone, But the car, it's a little bit of a nanny thing, and it's showing us how often we get too close or out of our lane. And so I think what it does is it just brings your awareness up. And, but boy, I'll tell you what, it does a good job. And I never realize how often I start going out of my lane until I have that nanny thing on.
Yeah. Well, and for long drives, I think it's a good thing, but there are certain lanes, that kind of disappear, and then it gets confused because it wants you to go, where you're not supposed to go. And so you're kind of fighting a little bit. So I'm not sure. I'm sure you can turn it off. I didn't turn it off.
Oh, you can. You can override.
It kind of got a little annoying after a while. But there's some times where I liked it.
By the way,
17 and 24. So I got I got a little bit more than 24 on a long, couple of long stretches of roads. Yeah.
Wow.
So not bad at all. But it had, some creature comforts like the heated and cooled front seats, and the rear are heated as well, not cool. But one of the weird things that I saw with the rear seat belts, and I haven't seen this before, I'm sure you have because you test drive a lot more than I do, but it had inflatable rear safety seats, seat belts. And I looked at them, and they were kind of puffy, and I was trying to figure out what they were. So I looked into it a little bit, and they actually inflate during accidents, too.
Kind of like airbag, little mini airbags.
They're airbags for the seat belts, and that's the first time I had actually seen them in a vehicle.
You know what? They continue to make these things safer and safer and safer. Yeah. We've got about 1 minute left. So on the final thing, did you give it a thumbs up? I mean, is it a car that you just enjoyed driving? You got out and you weren't all worn out by it?
Yeah, no, it's one of those vehicles that you can drive for, you know, that type of a distance, combined total of 20 hours, and want to drive it some more. You know, the seats are comfortable. It's a smooth ride. It's got power. I really enjoyed it.
Is it going to be DukesDrive.com? You going to put it up there?
Yep. We'll have a full review up at DukesDrive.com.
Very good. DukesDrive.com. He does a review on each one of the cars, kind of a thorough version. You're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. He's Chris Duke. We do two things, radio and television. Watch the TV show Motors with a Z, .tv, Motors TV. And we'll see you next week from Pebble Beach is where I'll be at the Concorso Italiano. Chris, thank you, brother. We'll talk to you
thank
after
you,
the
Alan.
Show a little bit. I'm Alan Taylor. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Al. Talk to you later.